So there's this scene in the third season of The Bear, in one of the two final episodes, where Marcus, the pastry chef, is really kind of grappling with his craft and trying to figure out like a really new and exciting way to present a dessert that has an ingredient that reminds him of his mother who he recently lost, and her favorite flower was a violet. And he happens to see a white violet, which is incredibly unique, and it was growing on a fence where everything else was kind of dead. And he was able to take a picture of it, and it inspired his work. And he really just wanted to capture, I think, how unique that was, as well as kind of, memorialize his mother or do something representative of the feeling he had about her and missing her. And so he kind of goes on this journey with looking at magic videos and kind of historical videos of magic and magicians and people learning how to do that work and the whole aspect of deceiving people, or how exciting that is to kind of watch something really phenomenal happen in front of someone. And he starts taking snapshots and screenshots of the videos that he's been watching, and he starts taking those screenshot images and blowing them up and taping them throughout his working area in the kitchen of the restaurant where he works, the bear. And it just kind of like resonated with me in terms of, these points of inspiration and mood boards, and the way that I ask students kind of go out and back into things that they have seen and things that they value and things that they watch and listen to, and kind of find ways that things that really interest them or topics and issues are taken up by others, or what they see that's just so enthralling or super cool, and things that they would want to take on themselves in their own work. And I began to think about how interesting it is that you have someone like Marcus, this pastry chef, whose job is to feed people that patronize the restaurant, and give them things that are tasty but interesting, and how it kind of becomes a layered act. It's not just about the food, that it's about this whole experience of that person eating the food and how they connect with the food and what feelings it brings up for them, that go beyond just being pleased by the taste, and also how Marcus is an artist, as a pastry chef, that his craft isn't just about providing nutrition or giving people food, but also bringing himself to the work and finding a way to insert his own experiences and what's important to him into his work. And I just thought that was like a really cool moment for me, where I thought about, I've always referenced and always talked about how writers, designers, architects, engineers, all these people create a thing, and they're always trying to do a thing, but it's not as straightforward and direct as just doing a thing or having this person make the thing. There's just all these things that are kind of bound up in it, and how we or all these people that do these sorts of jobs in creating and developing things really need to find a way into their work and be unique and really find value in that kind of work by kind of putting their stamp on it or leaving their fingerprint on it. So yeah, it was just, again, a really great moment of how effective it is to align these various kinds of disciplines and these various kinds of professions, that we're all kind of doing this work, and it brings you back to, it's not just about the writing. It's not just about learning the mechanics of like how to put a word on a page or how to format a document or how to make sure your grammar's correct. It's about really finding a way to connect with your audience, to really leave your mark as a person, to connect with another person and really create that special moment.